On this episode of the Natural Birth Talk, Kathleen Robbins and I go in depth about postpartum doulas. Here's a sneak peek, so stick around.
That's just being a listening ear, or if that's making them a healthy dinner, or if that's letting them have a nap and a shower and a walk around the block, whatever they need on that day.
Yeah. But
I always love that piece of the job.
Hi, I'm Rachel Manns, owner of The Natural Birth Site and this podcast, The Natural Birth Talk. Here, you'll learn all about different natural aspects of birth, pregnancy, and postpartum. Remember, none of this information should take the place of a care provider and is not medical advice. Birth is not a medical emergency. Thanks for listening. Hi, guys. Welcome to the Natural Birth Talk. I'm Rachel Manns, and today I'm speaking with postpartum doula and lactation counselor, Kathleen Robbins. I will go ahead and let her introduce herself.
Hi, everyone. Yep, I'm Kathleen Robbins. I'm a postpartum doula, certified lactation counselor. I've been doing this work for about 4 years. I live in the St. Louis area with my two daughters, my husband, and our old and very big dog.
Aww.
I love everything about this work, and I'm excited to chat with you today, Rachel.
All right. I'm super excited to have you here. I so appreciate you being on. So the word doula gets used a lot, but there are actually several types of doula. So you are specifically a postpartum doula. So I'm a birth doula. I don't do postpartum work. And you're a postpartum doula. So tell me what a postpartum doula does.
Sure. So, yep, you're right. So I do exclusively postpartum. So you and I like complement each other really well in terms of what we do and what we don't. So I provide practical, educational, and emotional support to families as they've welcomed a new baby into their lives, whether it's their first or second or fifth or no matter what. Sometimes my work with families does begin before their baby arrives. Sometimes I'll work with them if they're interested in getting some education around breastfeeding or infant care, or even real practical things like what kind of equipment do we need? How do we set up our house to welcome home this baby? So sometimes that does begin during their prenatal period, but then the majority of my work with the family happens once their baby is born or comes home. And sometimes I'll work with the family for one or two shifts and that's all they need. Maybe they just have a lot of questions. They want, you know, some kind of guidance and reassurance and then they feel good. Other times I've worked with families for more than 6 months. And most of the time it's somewhere in between those two. So it just depends on every family's unique situation and their needs.
You're helpful, not just for first time moms, but for any mom then, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And often, you know, even through the pandemic, I've actually worked with more second or even third time parents because they may have found that plans changed. So maybe they had envisioned that their three-year-old would be in preschool, you know, half a day, and they would have some dedicated time one-on-one with their newborn. But then maybe that changed and that wasn't an option or that didn't feel like a safe option.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden they were going to have two young children at home and they really just need an extra pair of hands. So often with more experienced parents, my support tends to be more on that practical or maybe emotional side of support where they are just eager to maybe have some one-on-one time with their toddler and I can take a turn with the baby and make sure that all the baby's needs are met. So maybe they can go to a park or do a favorite puzzle or play a game.
Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Whereas with first-time parents, you know, it may be helping with the baby as well while they're getting rest or have some things to do around the house. But usually there's more of that educational component as well, answering a lot of questions, kind of being an alternative to Google at 3 a.m. when you're wondering all those, you know, new parent things. So just being that type of support for them.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. And obviously I'm a huge fan of education. I think for any doula, no matter what kind of doula, our goal is to educate because as a whole, our culture really, our American culture and really most industrialized cultures, but especially our American culture has really failed moms.
Yeah.
Through the birthing process, we're all afraid of birth and then postpartum. You know, there were a lot of things I remember with my first baby. I didn't know I was still going to have contractions after the baby was born.
Right.
And there's so many things. Oftentimes I hear moms go like, I didn't know how long I would be still bleeding afterwards, or I didn't know X, Y, Z. And I think, wow, yeah, that should all just be common. We should just know that birth is innate. Being a mom should be innate. I mean, I think our culture doesn't teach us those things.
Yep. I totally agree, both in terms of, you know, your own body as a birthing person, and then what's going on with this tiny little newborn who you're bringing home. And yeah, I totally agree. I remember I had a friend when I was pregnant with my first who said, like, you know, you're going to still need to wear maternity clothes home from the hospital, you know, like that's what you're, I didn't know that. I was a mom before I was a doula. So there was a lot that I didn't know back then. Yeah. Because you're right. It's not always talked about. And then it's not always clear who to ask when you have those questions. Well,
and there is so much conflicting information out there, but I think the biggest disservice our culture has done us is that we, as women, we're not taught to trust our instincts.
Right.
And they're really, if we are allowed to trust our instincts with birth and with postpartum, and with just being a mom in general, there's such an instinctual component to that. Mm-hmm. And when our instincts are shut off, because there's so much information coming at us from so many different directions, it really confuses us.
Yes.
And I agree. And that's where doulas in general are so beneficial. And for that postpartum period, that new baby, new mom, trying to navigate everything. I think postpartum doulas are just, you know, one of the most invaluable services for new moms.
Yeah. One of my favorite things is seeing parents gain confidence with their baby and see how quickly that happens in some ways. You know, like when I come for my first shift, maybe it's the day they came home from the hospital, if they had a hospital birth, or, you know, maybe the baby's just a couple days old. And sometimes I kind of see this look in their eyes, kind of like, what do we do now?
Yeah.
You know? I've been there. Like, I get that. But then, you know, just a week later, even a couple of days later, to come back and they'll say things like, you know, oh, I can tell that means he's tired, you know, like a certain cry, or he likes to be held like this, upright instead of down, just like whatever little thing, like they're very, very quickly realizing that they're the expert in caring for their baby. They're the perfect parent for their baby. And yes, I'm there to support. I'm there to answer questions, give reassurance, but they have everything that they need already. They have the ability. They just need the confidence to really feel that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, that's one benefit of having a postpartum doula, right? Like, you do help to build their confidence, and you just support their natural instincts. What are maybe some other benefits of having a postpartum doula that you can think of? I know I'm putting you on the spot, but.
No, that's fine. I think one is just having a safe emotional place to land. You know, I make it really clear that my families I work with, they never have to sugarcoat anything. I can be one person who is not expecting to hear, everything's great, I'm enjoying every minute, this is all so magical. You know, if that's what they're feeling, perfect. And I'll celebrate that with them. But we know that that's not always the case, especially in those early months. And so almost every family I've worked with at some point is crying, you know, and I think that's healthy and that's natural. And I'll sit there, you know, with you and just be a person who can listen and a place for them to talk. And so, yeah, just having someone who can show up and they don't have to like kind of put on a show or put on an act or just kind of use their valuable energy to put on that face that everything's fine. Maybe everything is fine, but they're still having a hard day, and that's totally valid and that's to be expected. And I love being there to take something off their shoulders, even if that's just being a listening ear, or if that's making them a healthy dinner, or if that's letting them have a nap and a shower and a walk around the block, whatever they need on that day.
Yeah.
But I always love that piece of the job.
Well, and just helping them to understand maybe why they're feeling the way they're feeling or what's going on. I mean, sometimes just being able to like name your emotions or realize where they're coming from can be really beneficial.
Yeah.
But that's another thing our culture fails us on, right? Like, you know, we are not always really good at navigating our emotions. And I mean, I know postpartum doulas can be so helpful with that. And two things really that you said that I want to touch on. So one of the biggest benefits, especially with you being not only a postpartum doula, but a certified lactation counselor, is that now these parents don't have to leave their home in order to get proper lactation support. And we have some lactation counselors in our area that do home visits, but a lot of them expect you to come to them.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, listeners, put yourself, or maybe you've been here before, but put yourself in the shoes of someone who just had a baby. You don't want to leave your house. That's so much work and you're recovering. And you, Kathleen, get to, you know, add this amazing benefit that you can help them in their home where they are. Like you said, they don't have to put on a face. They don't have to spend energy to get the help that they need. And I think that that is so, so, so beneficial, especially in those first few weeks postpartum where your body is just healing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes. And something I like about kind of wearing both those hats as a postpartum doula and a CLC is that I really incorporate them kind of at all times. So, you know, there are times when a mom is really having some sort of breastfeeding challenge and really wants me to kind of do an evaluation and has lots of questions. There are other times where that's not the case. You know, maybe feeding's going well or pretty well. Mm-hmm. And that's not the type of support they're asking for on that day, but I'm still able to observe and I'm still able to kind of be a detective and kind of, you know, even watch from a distance. Something else that I am really mindful of doing is just, instead of just looking for problems, looking for what's going well too. I had a lot of breastfeeding challenges when I was a mom, and with my first, you know, in the hospital, we could not get the baby to latch. She was losing a lot of weight, things like that. And the lactation consultants in the hospital were great and really knowledgeable and really able to provide a lot of help, but they had a lot of people to help. And so it had to be pretty quick and efficient. And mm-hmm. it always felt like, change this, try this, do this differently. Mm-hmm. And a few days later at the pediatrician's office, one of the nurses was trained as a lactation counselor, and she just was able to take a little more time and sit with me and said, look at how you're holding your baby. Look at how well you're doing. Look at how you feel. You look so comfortable doing that. And it just almost brought me to tears just to get a compliment.
Yeah. When I felt encouragement. Like I was
already failing. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's always really important to me, to find what's going well and to make sure that that mom knows what she's doing really well, because she may not have heard that yet.
I love that, because I mean, even with my third baby, I just had my third baby like a year and a half ago. And you do, even on my third, like I still question things, and I'm a birth, like I'm a doula. I'm so into this work, and you still question yourself. And I think that's just, you know, human nature. And so you being able to come in and give that encouragement is sometimes that's all a mom needs.
Right. Exactly. Right?
What, there was another thing that you said that I wanted to touch on. I may have to come back to it though, because now I'm drawing a blank. Yep. Totally drawn a blank, but that's okay. We'll come back to it, I'm sure, eventually. So maybe tell me like your favorite part of being a postpartum doula. So, I mean, probably the encouragement, we just kind of talked about that, but like, what are some of your other favorite moments or a specific moment you can think of that you really felt like you were able to really provide the support a mom needed?
Yeah. You know, one example that I'll never forget was with one of my very first families I'd worked with. Uh-huh. And I was actually doing some overnight shifts with them.
Okay.
It was their first baby. They were wonderful parents and were doing a great job, but were brand new to having any interaction with a baby. And so they, you know, were working on building that confidence as well. And then we're also having a host of challenges, especially with feeding. And the mom one night while I was there was in the midst of a triple feeding routine. So she, you know, was breastfeeding, then pumping, then bottle feeding, which sometimes has to happen. And that's important, but it's exhausting. It's
absolutely
really a pretty brutal regimen. And so while she was sitting there pumping, I was holding the baby and just sitting on the floor. It was probably 2 or 3 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And she started telling me about how her mom had died the summer before and they'd been extremely close.
Oh, wow.
And she, you know, was crying and just said, thank you for being here when my mom can't. And I'm already,
I'm tearing up.
And, you know, I was not 1% of what her mom would have been in that situation, but just to be someone wow. there. We're both crying, Rachel.
I know. I'm like, don't cry. You're being recorded.
But just to have someone sitting with her literally in the middle of the night while she was exhausted and working through something really hard and providing for her baby, you know, just to kind of like bear witness to what she was experiencing and to honor those emotions and the value, that special connection she had with her mom. And yeah, there was no replacing that, but just to kind of be there, be a person there for her, really meant so much to me.
Yeah. I mean, how like, well, kind of humbling that is, but like also that sense of like, such an honor to be there and to help these moms.
Yes, absolutely.
To be invited into their private, personal, intimate space.
Right.
And then not just to be invited into it, but then to find out you were actually helpful.
Right. Yes. Yes. And during their our most vulnerable moments, you know, like everything in those first days and weeks just feels so raw and emotional. And I just love it to be a part of that.
That's beautiful. It really is. I remembered what I was going to ask about.
Oh, great.
So I think another really big benefit with postpartum doulas is that you're kind of trained in navigating some of those postpartum mood disorders, right? Like you obviously can't treat them, but you can say, hey, you know, you seem like you're really struggling with this. Maybe you should talk to your care provider, right? Or maybe provide some other suggestion. I don't know.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. So that's a special interest of mine. And I love, you know, being a support person for moms who are or think they may be experiencing any form of perinatal mood anxiety disorder. Mm-hmm. And, you know, received some training for that in my postpartum doula training. And then I've kind of sought out some additional training. There's a really great organization here in St. Louis called Heartland PMAD Consultants, where they train birth workers and other medical professionals to, you know, have a greater awareness and understanding of perinatal anxiety, mood anxiety disorders. And then I also volunteer with a really great organization called the Moms Line, which is a free service through which moms can get one-on-one peer support through telephone calls. And then they also offer group support meetings. So I've served in the past as a facilitator for one of those group meetings and have ongoing you know, one-on-one phone calls with moms. And right now I've been with one of my moms for actually over 2 years through two babies. So it's really neat to have that long-term relationship.
Oh, but, yeah.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So, you know, I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. But I am, you know, as doulas, we are able to do kind of baseline screening using a screening tool. And then if any sort of, you know, the results indicate that they would benefit from a conversation with a medical provider, I can make those recommendations. Also for things like peer support, like the Mom's Line. Yeah. And then again, just being someone who can listen and has been there and just offering that safe space for them to process their emotions and know that I won't have any sort of judgment.
Right.
No
matter
what I hear, you know, just being there, being present, being reassuring.
Yeah. Being a new mom in our culture is so hard because it really does take a village.
Yes.
And yet so many of us don't have that village.
Right.
I want to slightly off topic, but not totally. I want to mention that Mom's Line really quickly. Yes. While it's based out of the St. Louis area, it doesn't have to be just moms in the St. Louis area, right?
Right. Yep. Because everything is done over telephone or now even the support meetings due to COVID have been over Zoom. So yeah, kind of.
I'm definitely going to add that the link to that Mom's Line in the podcast notes, because I feel like that is just a huge resource for people.
Yes.
Because unfortunately, you know, postpartum doulas are amazing. Unfortunately, there are some women in some areas that either can't afford it or don't even have access to one because there aren't any postpartum doulas around.
Right. Exactly.
And that's really unfortunate and really sad. So if you're a birth worker in an area that doesn't have a postpartum doula, work on that, please.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I think that is one benefit of the pandemic is that, you know, lots of us have had to kind of do a pivot to reimagine how we can reach families who need support. And yeah, one kind of good thing that came out of it was that I started offering virtual support and have been working with families outside of the St. Louis area, as well as some who live in St. Louis, but just felt more comfortable getting that support only virtually rather than having in-home support. And so that too, I think can be something to look for families who are in an area where they don't have access to a postpartum doula. There may be more opportunities for support than even just a year or two ago.
Yeah, that is so true. So we've covered a lot about the basics of postpartum doulas. You guys are so, so helpful, so, so beneficial. I mean, just being able to help moms navigate this new thing that they're going through, this maybe these new emotions that they're experiencing, everything. Postpartum doulas are just so valuable. So moms listening, I highly recommend a postpartum doula. You can find them on doulamatch.net. Super easy. You can go on and type in your area code and see if there's anyone around serving you. Also, you can, you know, even if you're not 100% sure what you need in your birth team, you can reach out to anyone in your local area, at least, you know, give it a try, give them a chat, give them a call, give them the chance to chat with you. And then birth workers. So if you're a postpartum doula listening, I just want you to know that you're so, so valuable and moms are so lucky to have you around. And like I said, if you're a different type of birth worker, number one, make sure you have postpartum doulas available in your area. Work on that. And if you don't, and just know that, know who your resources are in the area too, because that is so beneficial. We all love to refer to each other. I'm in the St. Louis area too, so I get to refer to Kathleen a lot. And, you know, as a birth work community, we need to know those connections and know just who's available to help support our moms, right?
Yeah, I love it when, because I don't do birth, I don't offer birth doula support. I love it when I get a question about, you know, do you do them, or I would like one in addition to postpartum support. And I get so excited because you get to do a little bit of like doula matchmaking and
yeah.
make a recommendation who I think would be the perfect fit for the family. So
yeah,
well, Rachel, your name, as you know, often comes up.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun. All right. Well, like I said, we covered it really well. Anything else you want to add before we stop?
No, this was great. Thank you again for the opportunity to talk about my work and what postpartum doulas can do. I love it.
Oh, of course. And of course, I really appreciate you joining me. I'm going to post all the links in the podcast notes. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out. Thanks, Kathleen.
Thank you.
Hi, Rachel Manns again. If you want to learn more, please subscribe to this podcast and head over to my site, thenaturalbirthsite.com, to check out my blog, shop, email list, and YouTube channel. Thanks. Hi, Rachel Manns again. If you want to learn more, please subscribe to and rate this podcast and head over to thenaturalbirthsite.com to check out our online natural birth education course, birth story blog, YouTube channel, and more.